At the 2011 Farm Progress Show, I am in the Ag Leader Technology booth, visiting with Mike Behrens. First of all, tell me what you do and where you're from.
From Mesa City, Illinois, farm over there, about 2,000 acres.
Alrighty. Well, first of all, just I know that things are really heating up here on the final day. What do you think of this year's show?
Pretty good, what I've seen so far. Pretty good crowds, big area, a lot to see.
There definitely is that. Is there anything you're coming here to that you got most interest in?
Not a lot. You know, we don't live very far away, so we're trying to hit just kind of a general, come see the general of everything, you know. So.
Well, I know you're here at the Ag Leader exhibit and just got your I Like Ag Leader. I'm sure you're on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, speaking of Ag Leader, just tell me a little bit about what you think of this company and what they're trying to do in this precision area.
Yeah, I like the company. I got some products of theirs, and we use it. It's made farming easier. Mm-hmm. So just I think they're kind of keeping up with the times and always got new innovative things to try, and just a pretty good company keeping up with agriculture.
What are some of the products you have that you're finding are helping you? Because that, you know, the idea here is to improve the bottom line, even though it is an upfront investment in this equipment.
Yeah, mainly auto guidance equipment, you know, auto steer, making easier, you know, easier on your body on a long day, stuff like that. Go home at night and not feel as wore out, and just stuff like that. And then also yield monitors and stuff like that. You know, mapping and all kinds of stuff, you know, and then with spraying equipment too, you know, just all kinds of automated stuff, you know, making the whole farmer operation easier from spring to fall, the whole season, you know.
Well, it sounds like you're probably in it a little more than some, so that's great.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So, yeah.
Last question, when it comes to using this precision equipment and putting in, I know there's kind of a learning curve to some of that. Have you found that? How have you found that to be in terms of getting to know how to use it? And does, you know, folks like the Ag Leader folks, do they provide you with some good support for that?
Yeah, good support. And most stuff this day and age are built. Can't be afraid to push buttons. You can rarely screw something up. You just kind of have to keep at it until you figure it out. And most things are pretty self-explanatory, and they do have good support. You can usually make a phone call or two and get help and not even need to talk to anybody. It's usually just a matter of getting the right buttons pushed and getting going. But if you do need support, they're usually there in a timely manner.
All right. Well, thank you very much for stopping and talking with me here at the 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.